Hello, everyone. Grace McDonald here on the Northern Ag Network with the Wyoming Noon Market Report. The Wyoming BLM has extended the public comment period until May 2nd on the Jackalope Wind Energy Project. 213 wind turbines over about 293,000 acres of public and private lands are proposed to be built on. The University of Wyoming is hosting an artificial insemination certification class on May 13th through the 15th. UW Extension Beef Specialist Shelby Rosasco and Fremont County Instructor Chance Marshall will teach the classroom and hands-on sessions. The class is only $150 per person, and the classes run from 8 to 5 in Evanston. Call the Uinta County Extension Office by May 1st to get registered, 307-783-0570. The university has released a new management guide for grass seed producers concerned about controlling grass thrip populations in Wyoming. The free guide shows how to sample grass seed fields for thrips as well as offers chemical control options. UW Extension co-author of the guide, Scott Shell, pointed out that while perennial grass seed production represents only a small portion of Wyoming's agricultural economy, special crops like perennial grasses may provide supplementary income in years when conventional crops fare poorly. The small grass-feeding insect can develop insecticide resistance, which is a focus topic in the guide. The authors address application rates and pros and cons of six different insecticides labeled for grass thrip control. Thrips can also survive in grass fields year-round during below-freezing temperatures, so finding Wyoming-specific recommendations for the problem is what the researchers are trying to do. You can find the guide at the Extension's publications website titled Grass Thrips and Perennial Grasses Grown for Seed.
AGCO is proud to launch PTX, a new leading brand that aligns precision ag technologies from Precision Planting and PTX Trimble. Two familiar brands with one common goal. Precision Planting and PTX Trimble know farming is easier when systems speak to each other. That's why they provide solutions that connect operations across the crop cycle to unlock visibility and flexibility, regardless of equipment color. Through automation, guidance, and upgrades for every season, PTX is your solution for precision ag technology, empowering you to be more efficient, more accurate, and make agronomic decisions with confidence. You'll find a local dealer network that provides expert knowledge and support for every season. As you focus on maximizing yield, they'll provide reliable service, education, and access to tools that strengthen your inputs. Innovative brands you trust, powerfully simple, seamlessly compatible. PTX. Visit PTXAg.com to learn more.
The first range management course at the University of Wyoming was taught in 1936. Rangeland management, plant identification, soil science, hydrology, and vegetation management are just a few of the topics covered over the degree requirements. This year, 60 undergraduates are enrolled in what they now call the Rangeland Ecology and Watershed Management Program. It is important to know where our federal and state land management agency workers are coming from in Wyoming, and I can tell you that about 90% of last year's graduates from UW secured jobs in resource management. Some of the careers that graduates go on to pursue outside of ranching and land reclamation agencies are the Wyoming Game and Fish Department, BLM, Forest Services, NRCS, and APHIS. Reporter Greg Henderson of Drovers released the top 34 beef cow counties in the United States. You may wonder why 34? Well, the cutoff of the list became 50,000 cows because of many notable counties with large cow numbers fell past the 25 top counties. Cherry County, Nebraska holds the top spot at 184,688 head of cattle. Meade, South Dakota is fifth place with just under 82,000 head with the average herd size of 166. Following that is Fergus, Montana with 79,000 head of cattle on about 440 operations. Beaver Head, Montana is in 13th place at 63,000 head. Carbon County, Wyoming in 23rd at 56,000, and last but not least, Custer, South Dakota at 50,000 head across 202 operations. Three states that rank in the top 10 nationally for beef cow numbers, according to the January 1st, 2024 report, do not have a single county in the top 34. Those include Kansas, North Dakota, and Kentucky. Join us back right after this.
Timberline Angus invites you to its annual Bread for Business Bull Sale. With over 75 years in the Angus business, the Calentines can guarantee these cattle will work for you. They're offering 40 hand-picked registered Angus yearling bulls and 40 yearling commercial Angus heifers with custom breeding options available. Join the Calentine family Friday, April 19th at Veltcamp Livestock Feedlot in Manhattan, Montana. Lunch at noon, sale at 1. The sale will be broadcast live on frontierlivesale.com. To view the offering, please visit timberlineangus.com.
Okay, let me get beyond the weather with you for a second. No matter how good your ranch is, at some point you're going to have a hole in the fence. You can't ignore that hole. It's not going away until you stop and work on it. Well, our minds are a little bit like that fence. If your mind isn't right, then your business, your family, nothing is right. Sometimes the hardest job is just to reach out and talk to someone. But we're used to the hard work, so let's get started. Go to beyondtheweather.com.
After posting triple-digit gains in all cattle contracts yesterday, the market opened higher this morning and has held positive. Cattle numbers remain tight, and the cattle market may be overdone, which has provided support. This Friday, the Cattle on Feed report will come out. The Ag Department's estimate for cattle on feed numbers for April 1st are at 102% from a year ago, and placements in March are at 92%, compared to marketing's at 88% a year ago. May feeders up $2.88 at $2.40.88. August up $2.05 at $2.51.83. June live cattle up $1.58 at $1.75.40. August up $1.68 at $1.72.80. At the Faith Livestock Yards yesterday, heifer pairs averaged $42.25. 3 to 5 year old bred cows from $20.75 to $24.75. Broken mouth bred cows at $18.25. Heiferettes sold from $190 to $216. Top at $230. Way up cows sold mostly in the 139 to 177 range, top at 188.50. We'll be back with the grains right after this.
Plan to attend the DeGrand Angus 50th Annual Bull Sale Friday, April 19th at the Fallon County Fairgrounds in Baker, Montana, concentrating on the basics, quiet disposition, and stressing maternal instincts. Yearling bull genetics from Musgrave, U2 Coalition, Sterling Confidence, Justified, and many more. Many bulls suitable for heifers. Buyers won't find artificial numbers here. On the bulls or the mother cows. Lunch at noon and sale begins at 1 p.m. April 19th. View the catalog online at DeGrandAngus.com. DeGrand Angus, home of the 4-year guarantee.
Selling your land is the biggest financial decision of your life. Before you think about selling, you need to know how to preserve land equity and save yourself from capital gains tax of up to 30%. A 1031 exchange is the most powerful tool to do that. I'm Zach Robbins, a third-generation Montanan and 1031 specialist. My team will create a strategy that ensures financial security for generations to come. Contact me, Zach Robbins, with Rove Exchange at roveexchange.com.
Well, I know that back home, my family is getting started with seeding, which I can confirm is much earlier than usual. It seems to be this way for most people as dry conditions are allowing for earlier seeding. The Ag Department says that 11% of winter wheat has now headed. Some rain and wind is moving in this week, which might slow some seeding down. May Chicago wheat down half a cent at 551 and a quarter, July down 1 cent at 566 and a half. May Minneapolis hard red spring wheat up 4 cents at 641, July at 4 and a half at 648 and a half. May Kansas City hard red winter wheat up 4 and a half cents at 588 and a half, July up 3 cents at 583 and three quarters of a cent. May soybeans down 11 and three quarters at 1146 and a half, July down 11 cents at 1161. May corn is down half a cent at 431, and July down 1 1/2 at 442 and three quarters. Well, let's take a look at some cash grain bids. In Wyoming, 12 Pro winter wheat's down 6 cents from 495 to 509, corn down 4 cents as well at 407 to 432. In Portland, Oregon, 12 protein winter wheat's down 4 cents from 652 to 667, 14 protein spring wheat 721 to 731, down 2 cents. Soft white wheat steady to 15 cents lower at 560 to 590 a bushel. This has been your Wyoming Noon Market Report on the Northern Ag Network. I'm Grace McDonald.